represent us.
The forum, Lifting Every Voice, started with a military color guard from McKinley High School students and an uplifting rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner from performing arts students. With so many city school students coming from different cultural backgrounds, the district is putting out a call to action, taking a lead and bringing together the community to discuss how to improve the curriculum and diversity in the classroom. A diverse panel of 9 students from several high schools led a frank conversation about race and diversity.
It's really uncomfortable to talk about things that you don't know how to, you don't know how to interact.
When it comes to the topic of racism, some students say they believe it's being taught to children. City Honors student Ryan Langhorn is a senior.
I believe that racism is taught at home. You don't wake up and just hate a culture, hate a religion, hate what another human being looks like just because that's how you feel. Like, you are taught that, and I believe that it's up to parents and that to teach your kids that everyone deserves to be loved, not just the person that looks the same as you, but everyone deserves to be cared for and have a common respect.
Some of the city students represented schools that are phasing out due to poor performance, Bennett and Riverside. Dariana Martinez is a senior at Riverside High School. She delivered an insightful comment about turning a failing city school into a charter school to weed out the so-called bad students. Then she got reaction from the audience when she said, where do the bad kids go?
Riverside High School is labeled as a school that is bad. All you hear about is all the fights that we have, the suspensions, you know, the academic criteria that we don't meet. You never hear about the students who are out doing things for their school, such as student panels and things like that. All you hear is the bad things. We're going to close down a school based on the bad aspects and not even look at the good ones.
Both Martinez and Langhorn describe the importance of this diversity conversation from a student's perspective.
That every student has a story. I learned that even though we are taught many things about America, that not every race feels as though that they have a voice in it, that they were taught that everyone contributed to America to making it great, and I didn't know that.
It really marks where Buffalo Public students stand. It really marks more or less what we feel on situations. You know, our opinions aren't really mentioned when, you know, decisions with schools are made.
Students were also critical of American history curriculum that teaches about whites and slavery, but fails to teach about other countries and cultures. Some students also responded to questions about the presidential race. Some say their teachers are not leading enough conversation in the classroom about current events and Black Lives Matters. But a few students noted their teachers do allow such discussions. 4 out of 9 students also raised their hands when asked if they knew someone involved in street violence. Some African-American students stated that black-on-black crimes must stop.
That needs to change. That's making us as a race look bad. Like, that shouldn't happen. So.
Students were also asked if there needs to be more teachers of color in city classrooms. They said they don't have a problem with the color of a person teaching, but believe that teachers should be responsible for understanding their backgrounds. One student declared they wouldn't want to be a teacher. City School Superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash was proud of the students' responses, saying they did a fantastic job.
What I heard is 2 main things. One, that they wanted a great education. They wanted to be challenged, and they wanted their teachers to care. And to welcome them, to smile and be and really like kids. That was the first criteria that they felt was important. They said that color of the teacher wasn't as important. It was more important that they be a great teacher first. But if they could get more teachers of color, then that would be a benefit, particularly to a lot of students.
Regent Catherine Collins delivered a keynote speech at the event. She discussed the need for family engagement and agreed for a curriculum that is relevant to students in every district. Afterwards, Collins pledged to bring students' concerns back to state education leaders.
Making it relevant to them. See, they want relevant information and the use of technology, how much technology they're using. And that technology has given them a lot of what they want to know. And so, you know, when you come into the schools and they already know so much information, you have to really stretch it to make sure that it's relevant and it's something new for them to keep their attention. And that's what we're trying to do, is keep their attention.
Collins says the Board of Regents has a work group that recommended establishing an Office of Community and Parent Engagement at the State Education Department. She says they've requested $50 million to establish this office to examine ways to level the playing field for young men of color. This urban forum was designed to begin conversations to create best practices for teaching a diverse group of city students. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.